Bavimtsia Perk Bays Mishnava. Va Admosa Chayv Lahachris. So how much do you have to go out of your way to announce? Ad Kadesh Yedubo Shchenov. Div Rebbe Meir. Meir says it has to be enough that all the neighbors know. Because, like the Rav says, the neighbors that are nearby, maybe it was theirs. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, and the Rav says, Halachas like Rebbe Yehuda, Sholosh Regolim. You have to wait a period of all the three Regolim. V'acher, HaRegel HaAchron, Shiva Yamim. And also an additional 7 days after the last Regel. So let's say you waited a period of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, or whatever order it was in when you found it. So in that case, you would have to wait 7 days after Sukkos. Kidei She'elech Leveso Shlosha. The 7 days is that the guy that lost it, he would hear you announce, did anybody lose this item? And then he would be able to go back to his house, and that would take him 3 days. And then he would look around his house, see that it's not there, v'yachzer shlosha. And then he would have a walk of 3 days back to Yerushalayim. V'yachzer yom echad. And then this guy would then, on the last day, on the seventh day, when he would be in Yerushalayim, he would announce, I'm the guy that lost that item. And even though there are places that are further away than Yerushalayim than 3 days, Tosfos Yontif brings the Gemara that says that they weren't matshriach, a person that found an aveda to need to be mevatel from his malach and deal with this for more than 7 days. So 7 days is the limit. The Rav says that nowadays that there is no alila regel, people would announce it in their shuls, but then what happened is that people, when they were doing this, they had certain people that were forcing all the lost stuff to get sent to the government. So they did it more discreetly, and all you got to do is just announce it to your neighbors and people that can keep it quiet, that you know.